大家平安。
Hallelujah, greetings to and peace to our brothers and sisters.
感谢神带领我们一天的平安。
We thank the Lord for guiding us through safely through the day.
晚上根据圣经一起来查考眼见与远见。
And tonight I'd like to use the Bible to study together on the topic of sight and foresight.
什么叫做眼见
？What is sight？
也就是凭自己的经验啊，从现实。来选择
Based on your own personal experience to choose and decide for yourself.
什么叫做远见
And what is foresight?
就是完全交托神
That is to fully entrust and rely in the Lord.
那我们晚上就根据圣经，从两个圣经人物来看眼见与远见
And tonight we'd like to use a Bible character to give us an example on.Sight versus foresight.
我们请看创世纪第十三章第十节。
Turn to Genesis chapter 13, verse 10.
创世纪第十三章第十节，看到第十一节。
Genesis chapter 13, verse 10 to 11.
第十节，罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原，直到索尔。都是滋润的那地在主神为灭索多玛俄摩拉以先如同神的园子也像埃及地十一节
Verse 11
于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移他们就彼此分离了罗德跟亚伯兰是古洛是亲戚
Lot is related to Abraham. They're related.
刚开始亚伯兰对罗德有一种期待。
In the beginning, Abraham has some kind of expectation on Lot.
因为亚伯兰没有孩子。
This is because Abraham does not have children.
虽然罗德是他的侄子。
Even though Lot is his uncle.
但是他都一直想把他留在身边。
But he wanted to keep Abraham around.
看成自己的孩子。
To treat him as his own son.
然后罗德也一直都跟在这个伯父的身边。
And Lot continued to follow with Abraham.
所以其实罗德在亚伯兰身上学到很多的也就是从他身上得到很多的造就。
So Lot received a lot of edification from Abraham.
但是就在他们一次下埃及回来之后
And one time they went to Egypt and came back.
很可惜的他们因为财物甚多不能同居
Because they have so much possession, they could not live together in harmony.
现实迫使他们两个必须要分开要分开。
In reality, they had to be separated.
当时亚伯兰找罗德来商量。
So Abraham went to discuss with Lot.
协调的内容是这样。
And how they came to an agreement, it's how it goes.
因为我们两者之间财物太多。
Between us, we have so much possessions and property.
所以我们两者之间的牧人每天都在吵架。
And because of that, the herdsmen are quarreling every day.
因为牛羊甚多，牧羊的人很辛苦。
Because there's so much cattle and flock, and the shepherds are very, it becomes hard work for the shepherd.
牛羊甚多，草地有限。
And so much cattle and flock, and there's so limited space and land for them.
这些牧羊的人是很辛苦的。
And this becomes a toil on the people attending the flock.
为了将他们牧养的责任完成，所以必须要吵架。
And in order to complete the task of being the herdsman, they had to argue a lot.
问题是我们是住在所谓的外邦人中间。
And the problem is because they dwell in the land of the Gentiles.
那我们又在外邦人这些邻居当中。来宣扬神的名。
And they have to profess the name of the Lord among the people living around them, which, who is the Gentiles.
一方面向邻居宣告神的名，一方面我们的牧人要彼此相争。
And in one way, they try to proclaim the name of the Lord to the neighbors, who's the Gentile, but at the same time, there's quarreling and bickering among their own people.
那这样，邻居对我们的信仰会有一些质疑。
So the neighbors will have doubts in regards to their belief.
嘴巴讲敬拜神，生活上彼此相争。
Verbally, they are saying that they worship the Lord, but in their action, they're always arguing and bickering.
为了神的名。
And in the name of the Lord.
为了现实的困难。
And in the hardship of the reality.
我们两者之间必须要分开。
So because of that, they have to split up.
所以你向左，我就向右。
So if you go left, I'll go to the right.
你离开，我就在这里。
If you leave, I will stay.
也就是有一方必须要离开这里。
So one of the party have to depart.
所以罗德从我们刚才所读的两节经文，我们看到罗德就凭他的专业，凭他的经验，选择那个牧羊最好的场地。
So Lot, based on his experience and his sight, he chose the good plain of the land.
第十节这么描述。
In verse 10, this is how it's being described.
罗德凭着他的经验，他的专业，看到约旦河的全平原都是滋润的。
Lot, based on his personal preference and experience, he chose the whole plain of Jordan, which was well watered.
就是以牧羊的立场来讲，那是好的地方。
According to the place where to tend the flock, it is a very good land.
而且像伊甸园。
And it is like the garden of the Lord.
又像埃及地。
Just like the land of Egypt.
物产丰富。
It's a lot of abundance of wealth.
站在牧羊的立场，这是好地方。
To a shepherd, this is a very good land.
所以他就选择了这个地方。
And that is why Lot chose this piece of land.
也就是他离开了罗德，往这方向前进。
And that is why he depart and head towards this direction.
从表面上来看，罗德没有什么错。
On the surface, it seems that Lot did not do anything wrong.
但是从后面的结果来看
，But at the end results,
我们发现罗德这个人的心态有一些问题。
We see some problems arising from the intention of Lot.
所以十二节、十三节这么说。
So in verse 12 and 13, it says,
说。所多玛人在神的面前罪大恶极。
The people in Sodom and Gomorrah are evil in the eyes of the Lord.
那十二节说，罗德渐渐往所多玛迁移。
And verse 12 says that gradually Lot draw himself closer to the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
最后进驻所多玛城。
At the end, he actually dwell in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
创世纪十九章来看。
From Genesis,
所多玛城是个罪恶之城。
Sodom and Gomorrah are evil cities.
也是同性恋的城市。
The city of homosexualities.
所以圣经说是罪大恶极的城市。
The Bible states that this is the greatest sin in these cities.
特别强调是在神的面前是罪大恶极。
It emphasized that in the eyes of the Lord, it is deemed as the greatest city.
人怎么看这个城市？人怎么看同性恋？那是人的看法。
What men perceive this place as evil or homosexuality, it's based on the perception of men.
问题，我们所拜的神是最讨厌这件事情。
But the problem is God detests all these things.
所以所多玛城是罪大恶极的城市。
That is why Sodom and Gomorrah is other evil cities that sinned against God greatly.
当初罗德，你选择了这个方向。
In the beginning, Lot chose this direction.
是为了牧羊吗？
He wanted to tend to his flock.
为了你的工作，为了你的职业。
For his work and for his career.
讲现实一点，为了你的生活。
To be realistic for survival and to live.
可是后来我们发现你改变了。
But towards the end, we saw that it was changed.
你后来搬到城市了。
He started to move among the cities.
早知如此，何必当初？
If you know now, would you have known then?
你如果早知道想到有一天你要进驻城市，
If you know the day that comes when you are going to enter into the city,
那你又要为什么要选择这个牧养最好的草场呢？
Why would you choose the best land to cultivate your flock?
所以我们看到罗德的眼见，
We see the sight of Lot.
凭他专业选择眼前的利益，
Based on his career, he chose what is in front of him.
他没有想得太远。
He did not have foresight.
现在就是。
He decide whatever it is now, as of now.
圣经这么描述来表达罗德的专业。
The Bible used to describe the intention of Lot.
他选择那个最好的地方。
He chose the best place.
不是一般人可以选择的。
This is not a choice that everyone made.
就是让我们来选择，我们不会选择这个方向的。
If this is up to us to choose, we might not choose this direction.
因为我们不是牧羊的人。
Because we are not shepherds and herdsmen.
我们这个区块我们不懂。
We do not know about this information.
但是对罗德来讲，这是专业的。
But to Lot, this is his expertise.
但是圣经就直截了当这么说了。
But the Bible tells us very straightforward.
那个罗德最后就是进驻罪大恶极的所多玛城。
Towards the end, Lot entered into the evil cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
凭眼见的人就是这样。
Those based on sight are people who head to this kind of direction.
或许我们说没有啊，圣经对罗德还是有很好的评语呀、评价。
We might disagree and say the Bible still have high praises for Lot.
我们请看彼得后书二章。
Turn to Second Peter chapter two.
彼得后书第二章第七节、第八节。
Seven and eight.
彼得后书二章第七节，只搭救了那常为恶人言行忧伤的义人罗德。第八节。
Verse eight.
因为那义人住在他们中间，看见、听见他们不法的事，他的义心就天天伤痛。这里对罗德的评价是好的。
Here it give high praises to Lot.
说神是公义的神。
It says that God is a righteous God.
所以当初他只有搭救了罗德一家的人。
At that time, he only delivered the family of Lot.
因为罗德是常为恶人言行忧伤的义人。
Because it described Lot as a person who's righteous.
而且是描述他是怎么忧伤的。
And it described how he was being sorrowful.
第八节说，那义人住在他们中间，每天看见、听见他们不法的事，就天天伤痛。
For that righteous man in verse 8, living among them day by day, was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds.
那我们就很纳闷了，你这么痛苦住在这里。
We're very confused because if he's suffering and he lived there,
你为什么不搬走？
Why can't he move away?
你为什么不为他们祷告？
Why didn't he not pray for them?
你说我们怎么知道他们要为这个城祷告呢？
We say that how come we didn't it's not that we don't know that he didn't pray for the city.
有没有为他们祷告我们不知道了。
We do not know whether or not he prayed for the city.
我们只知道罗德住在这个城市最后被慢慢的同化了。
All we know is Lot living in the city has slowly becometransformed by the place.
慢慢的被影响了。
He was slowly influenced by the place.
而且他今天能够被神搭救。
And today, to be rescued by God.
因为神要毁灭所多玛城。
Because God intends to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
毁灭之前把他带出来。
Before he destroyed them, he wanted to rescue Lot.
是这种搭救。
Is based on this rescue.
那神除了因为他是义人搭救他以外，
because of being righteous, God delivered him.
还有两个原因。
There are two other reasons.
第一个原因。
The first reason.
我们看创世纪十九章。
Turn to Genesis chapter 19.
十六节。
Verse 16.
创世纪十九章十六节。
Genesis chapter 19 verse 16.
但罗德迟延不走，二人因耶和因主神连续罗德，就拉着他的手和他妻子的手，并他两个女儿的手，把他们领出来安置在城外。这里强调因为神的怜悯。
Here it emphasized on God's mercy.
所以罗德之所以被救出来，是因为神的怜悯。
The reason why Lot was being rescued was based on the mercy of the Lord.
没有说他表现很好啊。
It did not say of that he has good ways and examples.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
同样，创世纪十九章二十九节。
In Genesis chapter 19, verse 20.
当神毁灭平原诸城的时候，他纪念亚伯拉罕正在请父罗德所住之城的时候，就打发罗德从请父之中出来。第二个原因是神纪念亚伯拉罕。
The second reason is because God remembered Abraham.
所以罗德才会被救出来。
And that is why Lot was being delivered from the evil place.
这两个原因跟罗德的好坏没有关系。
These two reasons has nothing to do with the whether Lot was good in nature.
而且我们看到罗德被索多玛城影响很大。
We can see how greatly influenced Lot was when he lived in Sodom and Gomorrah.
第一个。
The first.
我们看创世纪十九章。
Genesis chapter 19.
我们看第六节第七节。
Verse 6 and 7.
罗德出来把门关上，到众人那里。第七。
Verse 7.
说众弟兄，请你们不要做这恶事。第八。
Verse 8.
我有两个女儿还是处女，容我领出来，任凭你们的心愿而行。只是这两个人既然到我舍下，不要向他们做什么。为了保护自己的客人。
In order to protect the visitors.
可以牺牲自己女儿的贞洁。
He can sacrifice the chastity of his daughters.
就是到现在。
Which is until now.
我们还不知道是什么逻辑。
We do not know what kind of logic is that.
这是什么观念
？What kind of concept does he have?
但是罗德就是这种观念。
But Lot just have this kind of concept.
哦。所以这个城市，神说是罪大恶极。
And that is why God deemed the city as the greatest evil that has ever happened.
而且罗德还提出这种条件，对那个。这个城市的人还不领情。
When Lot came up with this requirements, the people did not accept it.
不稀罕。
They did not think it was. They did not want to accept.
但是我们要看的是罗德的观念被影响了。
But we can see how Lot has been influenced.
第二个。
The second reason.
创世纪十九章十四节。
Genesis chapter 19 verse 14.
看到十五节。
Verse 15.
十四节。罗德就出去告诉娶了他女儿的女婿们，说：“你们起来离开这地方，因为神要毁灭这城。”他女婿们却以为他说的是戏言。十五节。
15.
天明了，天使催逼罗德说：“起来，带着你的妻子和你在这里的两个女儿出去，免得你因这城里的罪恶同被剿灭。”神告那个天使告诉罗德说：“你赶快去通知你所属的人要离开这个城市。”
The angel warned Lot to inform the people and his household to leave and get out of the place right away.
其实罗德在这个城市也没什么亲戚啦，就是两个女婿。
Lot does not have a lot of relatives, but two son-in-laws.
所以他告诉那两个女婿要赶快离开索多玛。
He told his two son-in-law to leave Sodom and Gomorrah.
那罗德两个女婿为什么不接受
？Why did his two son-in-law did not listen to him?
还以为罗德在开玩笑。
They thought that Lot was joking.
从十五节我们十五节十六节我们才看到。
Verse 15 and 16 tells us.
当他回来之后，天使告诉他说：“你们也要离开了。”
When he came back, the angels urged him to depart from the place.
十六节说罗德迟延不走了。
Verse 16 tells that Lot hesitated.
走不开。
He just could not leave.
因为整个财产都在这里了。
All his possession and wealth was there.
一生的 一生的所有都在这里了。
All that he has, was right in front of him.
一夜之间要马上离开。
If he has to leave in overnight,
那是不可能的事。
That is something impossible. That's impossible for him to do.
那一夜之间的离开，我什么都没有了。
If he were to depart overnight, he lost everything.
我的希望在所多玛。
His hope was in Sodom and Gomorrah.
那我马上离开，我什么就没有了。
If he were to leave immediately, everything will be gone.
那我这一辈子打拼的，就是两手一摊了。
All the things that he has pursued came to be nothing in his bare two bare hands.
从罗德的反应，我们才知道说为什么女婿不接受他的说法。
From the reaction of Lot, we can see why the two son-in-laws did not take heed his warning.
他自己都不想走了。
Because he himself did not want to leave.
女婿会走啊。
Why would the son-in-law leave?
虽然圣经这么描述。
Even though the Bible described in this way.
因为这不是用演戏的了。
It's not like an act.
这个没有，这个如果用戏剧张力把它表达出来的时候。
If we were to base this on an act or a skit.
我们大概比较有具体的看到罗德对女婿讲的内容是。讲的内容、语气、态度是什么
？Then we can see the precisely the tone, the way that Lot was conveying to the son-in-law.
是到底是坚决的告诉女婿说一定要走，不然会死掉
？Was he very determined to tell them to leave right away? If not, they will die.
甚至跟女婿讲说我一起跟你走
？Or to the fact that we have to leave together right away?
还是什么态度呢
？Or what kind of manner or attitude that he has.
为什么女婿不接受呢
？Why is it that the son-in-law did not listen to him?
因为连他自己都不接受了，他女婿怎么会接受呢
？It could be based that he himself wasn't convinced to leave.
女婿还没有看到天使。
The son-in-law has not seen the angels.
罗德他家有天使。
But Lot's house has an angel.
啊，天使当面跟你讲，你都不接受了，女婿会接受啊？
If the angel already told you personally and he did not receive, what makes us think that the son-in-law will accept?
他是开玩笑的呢?
Why did the son-in-law think that Lot was joking?
So we
do not know what kind of manner or tone that Lot was using to tell the son-in-laws.
那我们为什么讲到这里来?
Why did I come to this point?
从罗德一开始所选择的、所判断的那么正确的那个选择
，Right from the beginning, when the decision and the choice that Lot made,
到最后是妻离子散
，Until the end, he lost his family, his wife, and his children.
请看创世纪十九章
，Turn to Genesis chapter 19,
33节
，33.
于是那夜，他们叫父亲喝酒。大女儿就进去和她父亲同寝，她几时躺下几时起来，父亲都不知道。我们看，第35节。
35.
于是那夜他们又叫父亲喝酒，小女儿起来与她父亲同寝，她几时躺下几时起来，父亲都不知道。我们看36节。
36.
这样，罗德的两个女儿从他父亲怀了孕。37。大女儿生了儿子，给他起名叫摩押，就是现今摩押人的始祖。38节。小女儿也生了儿子，给他起名叫做便雅米，就是现今亚门人的始祖。这两个祖是神所咒诅的祖。
These two tribes are being cursed by the Lord.
罗德。跟两个女儿所生下的后代是被神咒诅的。
The descendants that conceived from Lot and his daughters are being cursed by the Lord.
罗德的太太转回头就变成岩柱。
Lot's wife turned around and become a pillar of salt.
啊，它是一个现象。
This is a sight.
直截了当，罗德的妻子一出来就死掉了。
In a very quick manner, as soon as she came out, she died.
妻离子散。
He lost his wife and children.
如果当初罗德选择的他是用交托的态度。
In the beginning, if he would have a heart of trusting and relying,
那如果还是妻离子散
，if he still lost his family,
那要找神算账。
then he can seek accountable to the Lord.
所以一开始的罗德的那种凭着专业的眼光所选择的。
But in the beginning, if Lot chose based on his own expertise or preference,
到最后妻离子散。
And at the end, the consequences of losing his family,
被神咒诅。
And he was being cursed by the Lord.
他不是很厉害吗？
Isn't that great on him?
罗德不是很有眼光吗？
Do you not think that he has foresight?
这就是眼见的结果。
This is the consequence of having just sight.
一个人凭眼见所选择的。
If a person chooses something based on his own vision or sight,
他会这样一样画葫芦这样下去。
He would continue to commit wrongs one after another.
因为他一直凭着他的专业，凭着他的经验。
Because he kept based on his own preference and his own experience.
甚至凭着他自己的喜好。
And also based on his own interest.
去选择，去做他的选择。
And he wants to make decisions based on his own preference.
我们不是看到罗德就是这个样子吗？
Didn't we just witness what happened to Lot.
他有比较笨吗？
Is he not as smart?
他信仰有比较差吗？
Is his faith any worse?
你去看，你去对照创世纪十八章跟十九章。
If you see the parallel between chapter 18 and 19,
接待这件事情。
To be hospitable.
罗德的接待跟亚伯拉罕的接待。
The hospitality of Lot and the hospitality of Abraham.
就是一模一样。
It's the same.
哦，所以从这一份的爱心，他们是一样的哦。
From the perspective of love, it is the same.
亚伯兰离开加勒底的乌尔。
When Abraham left Ur from Galilee.
罗德跟着来。
Lot followed him.
来到哈兰。
And came to Haran.
又来到迦南地。
And came to Galilee.
又到下埃及。
And then he went down to Egypt.
又回迦南地。
Went down to Canaan.
整个过程，罗德跟亚伯兰都是一样的。
The whole process between them was the same.
看到、听到、体验到，通通一模一样。
They heard, they saw, and experienced. It is all the same.
可是他们两个结果是不一样的。
But the end results are different.
那这个很妙，就在这里了。
This is what is amazing.
同样是真耶稣教会的信徒。
The both true Jesus Church member.
啊，是不是全部都上天堂？
Do we all go to heaven?
还是有例外的？
Or is there any exception?
啊，同样，亚伯拉罕跟罗德的信仰是一模一样的。
Lot and Abraham has the same faith.
但是罗德最后是妻离子散。
But in the end, Lot lost everything, including his family.
那亚伯兰呢？
And what about Abraham?
哦，从创世纪二十二章就看到。
From Genesis chapter 22, we can see.
他是。二十二章在描述亚伯拉罕的那个信心。
Chapter 22 described the faith of Abraham.
后来罗马书四章十七节也这么描述亚伯兰。
In Romans chapter 14 verse 17, it also described Abraham.
那这就是我们继续看的亚伯兰。
Now we should continue to look into Abraham.
我们来看什么叫做远见。
Now we can see what is foresight.
我们看创世纪第十三章。
Genesis chapter 13.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
创世纪十三章十四节。
Genesis chapter 13 verse 14.
罗德离别亚伯兰以后，神对亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看。”十五节。
15.
凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。我们先看到这里。同样是举目观看。
In the same way, both of them lift up their eyes.
亚伯兰的举目。那个罗德的举目观看是凭自己的经验。
When Lot lifted up his eyes, he based on his own experience.
亚伯兰的举目观看是神叫他看的。
But the perception of looking ahead is of Abraham is God told him to look up.
亚伯兰是站在神的立场。
Abraham is standing in the eyes of the Lord.
来做判断。
He put himself in God's shoes to determine and decide.
来做选择。
To choose.
来做处理困难问题的一个依据。
To manage and solve problems.
所以神主动赐福给他。
And that is why God personally grant blessing to Abraham.
当亚伯兰跟罗德在协商的时候
，When Abraham and Lot are having a discussion，
亚伯兰已经将他的事情交托给神了。
Abraham has entrusted everything into the hands of God.
神怎么带领，我就怎么走。
Whenever God leads me, I will follow.
所以他才告诉罗德说：“你怎么选择，剩下都是我的。”
So he told Lot that whatever you choose, the remaining I will take.
这种态度是完全交托的态度。
This is a attitude of entrusting and relying in the Lord.
人的脚步神所定嘛。
The footsteps of man is determined by God.
我没有意见。
I do not have any say.
神怎么带领，我就怎么顺服。
Wherever God guides me and leads me, I will follow.
只要一直站在神的立场就可以了。
If you stand in the where God is, this is the best.
所以亚伯拉罕跟罗德协商的时候
，So when Abraham and Lot are discussing，
讲了一个重点。
There's a main point that was mentioned.
我们的邻居都是没有信、没有拜神、没有拜主神的。
The neighbors around them do not have, are not God worshippers.
那我们这在这边宣扬神的名。
And here we are professing the name of the Lord.
所以我们要有信仰。
We have to have faith.
我们要做信仰的生活。
We have to live exemplary life of faith.
所以我们要和平的来处理这件事情。
We have to solve this situation in harmony.
这样才能够荣耀神。
In order to glorify God's name.
亚伯兰就是这种观念呢。
And Abraham has this concept in his mind.
纵然是很现实很大的困难。
It was a pressing problem in front of them.
我们还是要以荣耀神为主。
We still have to.Glorify God.
So, 一定要一个人让步嘛。
So one of, either one party has to take a step back.
所以亚伯兰就是这种观念。
So Abraham has this concept in his mind.
所以罗德离开之后
，When Lot had departed,
神马上赐福给亚伯拉罕。
God immediately blessed Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕也接受了神的赐福。
And Abraham received a lot of blessings from God.
所以我们从这两个人来看。
So from the two different character,
一个有远见的人。
One who has foresight.
其实他是站在神的立场。
It's because he's standing in the position of God.
他是完全交托的人。
He totally rely and entrust everything to God.
而且他的信仰观念是正确的。
And his concept of faith and mindset is correct.It's correct.
我们请看罗马书第四章。
Turn to Romans chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
罗马书第四章十七节。
Romans chapter 4, verse 17.
亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活、死无变为有的神。他在主面前做我们世人的父。如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。我们看到这里就可以了。
We can just read up to here.
亚伯拉罕的信仰观念是什么？
What is the concept and the mindset of Abraham?
他对他所拜的神很清楚。
What is the faith of Abraham? He's very clear.
我所拜的神。
He's very clear on who God is that he worship.
是能让死人复活的这种权柄。
He believed that God that he worship has a power to resurrect and give life to the dead.
是可以死无变为有的神。
And to transform something out of nothing.
死人复活，死无变有。
To give life to the dead and call things that are not as though they were.
这都是超越人的。
These are something that transcend a human.
这是没有办法用理智去思考的。
This is something you cannot rationale by logic.
我们所拜的神
，the God that we worship，
就像以弗所书四章六节说的
，in Ephesians just like in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6，
一神就是众人的父
，God is the Father of nations，
超乎众人之上
，He exalt himself among all mankind，
冠乎众人之中
，He dwells among men，
住在众人之内。
And he abides and dwells among men.
哎，这个就是信仰观念啊。
This is the concept of faith.
我们不是常常口中在念说我们的神是全能的神。
We often verbally said that God is Almighty God.
那亚伯兰为什么会有这种信心呢？
And how is it Abraham has this kind of faith?
他学来的。
Because he has learned from it.
同样这个信仰的过程。
In the same process of faith.
最后我们看到罗德学到什么。
And at the end, what can we see? What lesson that Lot has learned?
那亚伯拉罕又学到什么。
And what did Abraham learn?
同样的路径哦。
They walk on parallel grounds.
同样的环境哦。
And they dwell in similar environment.
啊，两个人在这个当中学到的成果是不一样的。
But the results that the two people learn is different at the end.
像创世纪十七章第一节。
Just like Genesis chapter 7.
神再一次向亚伯兰显现。
Once again, God appeared in front of Abraham.
告诉他。
And he told him,
我是全能的神。
I'm the Almighty God.
你当在我面前做完全人。
You have, among me, you have to be perfect.
因为之前他失，那个罗德失败了，那个亚伯拉罕失败了。
Because before that, Abraham had failed.
其实一开始亚伯兰的在做选择的时候，也是跟罗德差不多。
In the beginning, when Abraham made decisions, he was kind of like Lot.
凭自己的主观。凭自己的经验
，He based on his own perception and his own experience
来做决定。
He decided for himself。
结果错了。
At the end, it was wrong。
所以后来他学会了。
And later on, he learned。
所以创世纪十七章第一节，这是神再一次的来教导亚伯拉罕。
So in Genesis chapter 10 verse 17, once again, God has to teach Abraham。
再一次的提醒他。
And once again to remind him,
我是你所拜的神是全能的神。
The God that you worship is almighty and powerful.
全能的神对你的要求是做完全人。
My requirement of being a mighty God to you is that you have to be a perfect man.
一直到新约时代，主耶稣对我们的要求还是这样啊。
Up till New Testament, the requirement of Jesus to us is the same.
马太福音五章四十八节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 58.
主耶稣说。
The Lord Jesus said,
你们要完全像天父完全一样。
Be perfect, for the Heavenly Father is perfect.
当初神对亚伯拉罕的要求跟今天神对我们的要求是一模一样的。
The requirements of God to Abraham is the same as the Lord Jesus as of us today.
罗德在学习，亚伯拉罕也在学习，我们也在学习。
Lot is learning, Abraham is learning, and so are we.
我们要从眼见一直学到会远见。
We have to learn from our sight until to have foresight.
从靠自己的专业、自己的经验学到完全交托。
To learn using our experience and our perception, and learn how to fully and trust and rely in the Lord.
不简单。
This is not easy.
可是很多人还是学会了。
Some people have learned this lesson.
像保罗也学会了。
Like Paul that has learned this lesson.
他说我什么都不知道。
He said, I do not know anything.
我只知道耶稣基督。
But I only know the Lord Jesus Christ.
我只知道十字架。
I only know the cross.
我们不是说保罗有学问吗？
But didn't we know that Paul is a very knowledgeable person?
他今天传福音不是靠他学问耶。
Today when he preached, it's not based on his own knowledge.
他交托了。
But it's because in trust.
他学会了。
He has learned.
所以我们今天也是一样。
So today it is the same for us.
我们要慢慢转换。
We have to slowly transform.
慢慢调整。
To slowly adjust.
因为人很自然这种反应。
It's very natural for a human to react this way.
我们在教会里面做服事也好。
When we serve in church.
我们的自己的信仰生活的模式也好。
When as a role model in our life.
我们都凭自己的主观做判断。
We tend to decide based on our own perception.
晚上聚会一定要参加吗？
Do we need to attend night service?
少参加一次会怎么样吗？会下地狱吗？
What if we attend less? Do we go to hell?
安息日一定要上下午都聚会吗？聚会一堂不行吗？
For Sabbath, do we need to attend two services? Can we just attend one service?
利未记二十三章一开始就讲安息日啊。
Leviticus, and right from the beginning, talks about Sabbath.
说在安息日当有圣会。
In on Sabbath, we have to have a holy meeting.
那什么圣会？
What is the holy meeting?
啊，崇拜聚会啊。
That is to worship and keep the Sabbath.
啊，崇拜聚会是一次还是两次？
And when you worship, do you do it once or twice?
啊，你那么计较干嘛？
Why are we so calculative?
那是态度问题啊。
This is based on our attitude.
啊。教会怎么宣布就怎么顺服，不是吗？
Whatever the church announced, we have to obey and observe.
你有那么多意见干嘛？
Why do we have so many opinions and
有意见的人绝对有借口，也有理由。
Those who have a lot of opinions always have excuses.
信仰态度就在这里呈现了。
This is how the attitude and the faith is being manifest.
所以我们从古圣徒上面学到一些教训。
We learned a lot from the old prophets.
学到一些榜样。
And some examples.
希望能够在我们心中
so that in our heart,
有一些造就
that we can be edified.
唱诗
Sing hymn.
441首
441.